Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on nature for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say, fuck them. That's straight to my kid.
And as people say, everybody has their opinion, and I say fuck them too. I was reading the paper yesterday, our local paper, and there's a guy in there by the name of Dave Downey. He does this column called On the Road, and he says when sound becomes noise, the noise you hear is me opening the paper. But among the familiar sights and sounds of Southern California summers are the sounds or throngs of sun seekers on our beaches and the roar of motorcycles rolling down PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. For some, including Steve Sercarno of Oceanside, that roar in many cases is more than sound. It's unwanted noise. Check this shit out, Art. You're going to laugh. The noise is really bothersome, he said in a telephone conversation with me. At what point does it become a nuisance? He wanted to know whether there could be something done about it. There is. This guy goes into the state law. Sets sound limits for motorcycles in Section 27202 of the California Vehicle Code. Bikes can't legally blow out people's eardrums. If the bike was built after 1985, its maximum allowed decibel output is 80 decibels. Older bikes can go a little higher. 80 decibels is about as loud as a dishwasher. And I don't know where this guy getting the information from, but it got raised to 92. If 80 decibels is about as loud as a dishwasher, I don't think so. But officials from police departments, two busy beach communities, Oceanside and Huntington Beach, address the problem another way. Yeah, let me address it for you. They're my way. All they're looking for is extra money. They'd rather have you give you the ticket and go fight in court and pay your fine, so they get money in their coffers to justify motorcycle checkpoints that aren't supposed to be happening anyway. But officials from police departments in two busy beach communities, Huntington Beach Police Lieutenant Mitchell O'Brien said his city traffic officers pull over riders if the motorcycles are particularly loud and check to see whether mufflers haven't been modified. Little for Oceanside said police sergeant Gabe Jimenez, who supervises the city's traffic division. Some of the pipes when we pull them over don't have any baffles. Well, somebody ought to check Jimenez's bike because he has straight pipes with no baffles. And the chief rides a fucking fat boy with shotgun pipes. And the state law is pretty clear. Modified pipes aren't allowed. The two cities, and they were put on an Oceanside service station or service places. The two cities issued citations based on citations 27150 and 27151 of the California Vehicle Code. The first section says every motor vehicle subject to registration shall at all times be equipped with an adequate muffler in constant operation and properly maintained to prevent any excessive noise or unusual. Hold on a second. I want to. Hello, Nora.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I just want to finish this article and then I'll bring you in. But I got a guy on, he's in the queue right now. His name is Gustavo Vasquez. He's an artist. And I'll let him tell you what he did, but he sent me this picture he made of me sitting under the flag on my motorcycle. And I'll let him tell how he did it. But the thing is awesome. Let me get back to the article.
Do what you got to do.
Okay. The first section says every motor vehicle subject to registration at all times be equipped with an adequate muffler in constant operation and properly maintained to prevent any excessive or unusual noise. No muffler or exhaust system shall be equipped without a cutout, bypass, or similar device. So Section 27151 is similar. No person shall modify exhaust systems of a motor vehicle in a manner which will amplify or increase the noise emitted. But what can we do? The officer suggests, as we open to page 2 now of the rest of the clown's article, the officer suggests calling the police department and reporting a problem when you hear it. If you have a neighbor splitting eardrums every time he or she pulls out of a garage, an officer can check that out. If a biker passing through town, that's more problematic. A traffic officer isn't likely to catch the offender. But you can file a complaint. O'Brien and Jimenez said their agency step up enforcement in areas with lots of complaints. We're listening for them, Jimenez said. So I wrote back to this reporter and I said, he might want to go down to the police station, Oceanside PD, admissions in El Camino, and walk through the parking lot and walk up by the building where it says motorcycle parking. And look at all the exhaust on all those bikes that they ride to work. And I guarantee you, none of theirs, for the same ticket they're going to give you, will pass. But I guess having a badge when you get pulled over, that gives you carte blanche. What do you think about that?
I think it's what they do all the time. They get away with it. There's not much we can do. You know? I mean, yeah,
no,
you can sit there and say something about it, but it's not going to make it any better.
The last time I threw these guys under the bus, they cut us off the air, so.
Yeah, and, wow,
really don't
how weird was that? And the next day, I still had issues with my phone, but only with one person.
Yeah.
Go figure that one out.
Yeah. And then, I have this guy, Stacy, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what I said about this clown with the exhaust?
Yeah. That's
yeah, they got two more checkpoints coming up in a couple of weeks. One in about 3 weeks and the other one's about 6 weeks from now. Motorcycle only checkpoints that aren't supposed to be going on right now, but because it goes to the books January 1st and they can't do it anymore, they're jamming everywhere. Fairfield had one this weekend. Is going to have one. Huntington Beach has them every other weekend. But they want us to go spend their money in their towns. I don't think.
It sounds like that's a money-making deal right there.
It is, because you go to court now, they won't send you to traffic school anymore. You have to fight, and you're going to end up paying something because the court system is broke. So they have to get their money somewhere. So it's a win-lose. They win, you lose.
Don't we always?
But I have, I wrote a nice little comment here. I'll read it to you guys. Let me see where did I put it. Right here. This is my comment that I wrote. Back to this guy. This is a terrible and misleading article. The part about the 50 decibels being the noise equivalent to a dishwasher, it was actually 80. Poppycock when related to the code. But what the code calls for is weighted sound levels based on measurements taken at a distance of 50 feet from center lane of travel. So the police cannot just pull over a biker and ticket for loud pipe without putting the bike through a conforming test with a calibrated meter. The officer would need to be certified in applying the test as well and current. So they get tested for it. Just like they're supposed to certify their bikes. The guy gave me, his bike was last certified in 2006. And they tried to jack me over.
That's always the case.
Yeah. But I also wrote, take a ride down to OPD and check the pipes on the Popo personal motorcycles. They all have aftermarket exhaust done right here in Oceanside at our local shops. McCoy rides a fat boy with Harley with shotgun exhaust. Others aftermarket as well.
So what makes it okay for them and not you?
I guess having a badge. The buddy system.
I see.
The buddy system. But I'm waiting for Paul Renteria's going to call in. But I'm waiting for him to call back. And I have a guy on the line right now. He's probably a little nervous right now, but Gus, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Okay. I'm here.
And I came across Gus the other day, and he does these paintings, and he did one of me under the flag, and he sent it to me. I printed it out as soon as I got it. This thing is awesome. But I'll let Gus tell everybody what he does and how he does it. Can you do that, Gus?
Sure. I just came across my flyer that will be showing at Frank & Sons. It's a collectible show warehouse. And it is this September 1st. It's this Saturday. I think his signing is at 1 o'clock. And I'm gonna be showing my artwork there with Mr. Bret Hart. The best there is, the best there ever was. And I'm not sure the last line. Do you know? I forget. Philip.
There ever will be?
Yeah. And anyways, I met Philip at a Manny Mota charity. And he showed me his picture, and I loved it. I really did. The angle of it and everything. And I sent it out to him. And thank you very much, Philip, for inviting me on your show. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah. Send me a copy of the flyer tonight, and I'll post it for you.
Is that the picture Fran took?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yes, I have it. I think it's an 16 by 20 canvas. And I told him I would do it. I wasn't expecting it to finish it, but thank God I did. It just took all day to finish it, and I'm glad he liked it.
Love it. He told me he had a surprise for me, and then he sent it to me, and I almost fell out of the chair. It's awesome.
You did. Thank you,
yeah.
Phil. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show, for sure.
Now, do you do this? Do you advertise, or do you just find things that spark your interest, and then you just draw?
Well, at the time, right now, I'm kind of promoting myself, donating some of my artwork to charities. And this Saturday is actually my first show with Mr. Bret Hart. And I do have a signed, I also did a show last weekend with Mr. Mike Trout from the Angels. And he did sign one of my originals for me. And also Sugar Shane Mosley, also I have a artwork signed from him. I'm just getting started, but I'm beginning to meet a lot of sports celebrities, and that's where my direction is going as far as sports art.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
it's a passion that you have.
Thank you so much, and it's just I mean, I found my, I guess what you can say is my style, and people seem to react to it and love it. So I mean, hopefully I can have time to do much more than what I'm doing now, but I'm getting busy. And this is just a start, and I'm already.
Yeah, well,
busy.
I think we're gonna get you some customers here. Send me that flyer and all your contact information, and if you want to give anybody information to contact you now, you could do that also.
Well, thank you, and I also do custom stuff. I mean, whatever people like that style and. And whatever it might be, a baby, a portrait, I just put a lot of color into it, and I seem to love to do that also as well. I mean, I love doing that.
This thing came out awesome. Everybody thought that picture, a lot of people thought the flag was deliberately upside down, but it's not. But the way the angle of the picture is, if you were in the military, you know an upside down flag is a call for distress to send help.
Correct. That's just exactly how your picture is. And I saw that it was on top of a fire truck ladder.
Yeah, it was in a fire truck ladder.
Right, correct. And I didn't go too detail on it because I did a lot of red, white, and blue in the background. And that
awesome.
seems to make the painting.
That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. There's not a lot of people that can have talent like that.
Oh,
and,
thank you,
you know,
so much.
For you to be able to share it with everybody, you know, that's amazing.
Thank you
so
much.
If you like, Gus, you can give everybody your contact information.
Oh, well, my phone number, I am on Facebook. I mean, you can see more of my work there with my name on it, Gustavo Vasquez. I changed my profile picture with Mr. Mike Trout holding up a painting of mine. That's my profile picture. And I'm getting ready to do websites and all that, but right now that's my main showing where I show my artwork.
Your phone number, Gustavo?
And my number is 626-858-3125. That's my home phone. And like I said, I mean, it's just beginning the start of my business. And thank you so much, Philip, for inviting me to your show.
No worries.
It was
give
a great...
Give everybody the information again, please.
Okay, my number is... my email would be gusvasquez47@yahoo.com. And Gus Vasquez would be spelled GUSVASQUEZ 47@yahoo.com. And my phone number is 626-858-3125. And, of course, my Facebook name, Gustavo Vasquez. And if you look for the profile pic, it's me and Mr. Mike Trout. And I'm holding up a painting of mine that he signed for me. And I'm so excited about that because at the charity, his signature alone is on a bat or on a helmet or whatever. It's skyrocketing. So that painting is definitely mine. I won't sell it till old Gus gets old.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Thank you so much.
What we do, Gus, is when I come across somebody that I see that can use a little help and get their stuff out there, because a lot of guys are really good and don't get the exposure. And
yeah.
You're gonna get a lot of exposure here because we're on in 42 countries.
Wow.
Get over we get almost 80,000 to 90,000 hits a day now. We were over 100, but it was part of a show that was taking us over the top. But yeah, we're getting 80,000 to 90,000 a day.
Wow. Well, if you're interested, Philip, in doing that as a print as well, and your fans love that painting, of course I would like to do something with you. But I want to create some stuff. I actually want to create some stuff, some awesome bikes. I also do those custom bikes if people want to have that done, a personal thing. But
you know someone that's got a 47 knucklehead he's restoring right now that is probably I'm sure he would love one of these.
Really? That got stolen?
No, they're redoing it.
Oh, okay.
He's restoring.
I would love that, because I've been contacting that show, what is that show, that bike show with those two guys, Pop and Son?
Oh, those guys?
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of them, but they never answer.
is that Orange County or something like that?
Yeah, Orange County Chopper, that's right. Correct.
No. I know I can hook you up with Emilio Rivera from the Sons of Anarchy.
I've met him before, and I saw him at the charity, but I didn't have a chance to talk to him.
Well, he's going to be on the show Thursday night if you want to call in Thursday night. He's going to be here a little bit after 6.
That would be awesome.
I didn't want to say that until I confirmed it, but you know, I got confirmation a little while ago.
Oh, that would be awesome, yes. But like I said, thank you so much, Philip. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and very nice to meet you. I was trying to figure out who I met at that charity with Mr. Mota, Manny
right.
Mota.
Right.
And when I saw you, right away I knew who you were.
That happens to be Emilio's wife's favorite charity, and they support that 100%.
I did not know they did feed so many people, 75,000 that they said a year, and that was awesome. I mean, because I've done a few things, a few charities, but that was back in Texas. I'm getting older. I'm getting older, and I was doing this kind of stuff in Texas. I am from El Paso.
I'll tell you the secret to that, Gus. Think young.
Think young, yes, sir. And I'm getting up there, and finally, I've decided to get a career in my art and go forward with it full blast, and because I have one life, and I'm not looking back after this.
This way, sometimes I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
Thank you, and I hope your children will enjoy that. If you have children, I enjoy that painting.
Oh yeah, everybody's gonna see this. Trust me.
And I definitely wanna present to you the original, and one way or the other, hopefully we can meet.
Well, on September 9th in Fullerton, California, I'm waiting for Paul to call in. I don't want to let too much out, but we're going to be doing a ride for Down Syndrome. And Emilio and Paul are part of the, they're going to be the Grand Marshals, MCs. And I'll send you that information, and maybe you can come down to Fullerton.
Can I interrupt you 1 second? I think I spoke with the people that it's a bike run, correct?
Yeah.
And I spoke with those people because I spoke with them even before after I met you, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it's a Down syndrome for their baby, correct? Zach, I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's for Zach, yeah.
I'm actually doing a painting for them. I'm donating the painting to them, but nobody knows about it. It's going to be a big surprise to the parents.
Well, I'm sure they're not listening tonight, but we just let the cat out of the bag.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you're like coming live in many countries across the world. So
they can hear us tomorrow.
We
don't know nothing.
When you get to know me, that's my big mouth. It always gets me in trouble.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're up to trouble, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to go, I'll be able to see you at that run then, because I'll be there.
Oh, definitely. I will be there.
I'm actually going up the night before, and I'm going to hang out with Paul and everybody, and then I'll be there in the morning.
Hey, Gus.
Yes.
Here's the ticket to Phil. You got to paint him smiling, because the man has a smile, and we've been dogging on him for months now, and he just stopped throwing up pictures of his smile.
They never seen me smile, and then people sneaking up on me and caught pictures of me smiling, and those guys were happy.
I noticed that, Philip. I saw your pictures, and then this guy now doesn't smile.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I know. Everybody else in the world does, and our face doesn't fall off.
Well, actually, I can change this painting right now. I'm looking at it as I sit here. And I just put I think I put a little smile on it if you look at it.
A little smirk.
A little smirk, yes. But but
you're killing me, Gus. You're killing me. I had an image.
You still have the image. You just need a little smirk.
Well, I'm pretty sure your heart is so big that that's what you're doing. You're creating another image.
Yeah. But no, and then I would like to meet you, and I'm hoping we can arrange that Saturday. I'll call you, and we'll make arrangements for that. But because Thursday I'm off of work, and I'm going to Espinosa Leathers. You know those guys over there in Rosemead?
No, I have not heard of them.
You're gonna go get some food.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I'm like, he's going to go get some food. All that wonderful food at home cooking, he gets rid of it when he goes there, and we only get to hear about the crumbs.
Right, well, I'm here to tell you that Paul Renteria's wife, Cha-Cha, she makes the best homemade burritos.
Oh,
you know, and you have to rub it in.
You
got to
stop saying burrito because I'm getting on my diet, and because I saw my pictures, I go, oh, my God, I'm so fat. I got to get on a diet.
See, and Art says to tell you guys, but food is what makes me smile.
Especially the Mexican food, Philip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that stuff is the bomb. Oh. They make it good. There's a Hispanic town here in Illinois. That's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Authentic, amazing. Love it.
Wow.
Let me explain something to you, Nora. I can go to any burrito shop in California and get authentic Mexican food. Not the stuff they make in Chicago. I've been there. It's not. It's, To me, it's more
okay,
like tacos.
Wait a minute. You haven't been
in
a little bit of Mexico. Have you been in a little bit of Mexico?
Restaurants?
No, I'm talking about there's a little town in my state in Illinois, and it's a little town. It's called, we've always called it a little bit of Mexico because it's all Hispanic. It's nothing derogatory, but they have the authentic stores. They have the authentic restaurants. They have the authentic cooking. If
right.
you want it authentic, that's where you go. And Bill, or I'm sorry, Phil, my bad. I
well,
don't
some,
think
some,
you've been
there. Some Oriental fast food, or not fast food, what do you call them? Oriental cooking, I forget what you call it. But there's always Mexicans cooking this Oriental stuff.
Oh, the Chinese food? Yeah, I know. Go figure.
Go figure.
That's funny. But Phil, have you
yes.
ever been to Blue Island?
Yes, I've been to Blue Island.
Okay, so you've been a little bit of Mexico. They have authentic food there.
No.
I haven't been to Blue Island in about 30 years, but...
I know, but it's still the same as when you left. The only difference is the food is still the same. It's
okay,
authentic.
Well, I have to check that out the next time I go.
Yes.
Where's
please.
Blue Island?
Because
it's on the south side.
South side of Chicago.
And all I can say is that I have one of my best friends that cooks food like that all the time. And that's all I'm saying.
Oh
yeah. Well, of course I have Hispanic friends that they could come over at my home anytime and cook me authentic food. So, you know, Phil, you can rub it in on us. You
and
know,
you guys love
like
those Mexican delicacies, the churros,
the
empanadas.
Empanadas, yeah.
Well, I'm the cookie monster, and that's what got me that fat.
Okay, then you need to come to Illinois, then Massachusetts, and we'll all cook together.
Oh wow! Are you calling from way over there?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're, yeah.
Oh,
my
wow.
partner sometimes on Tuesdays he has family things he has to do. He takes his mom to the doctor and his wife to the doctor, and. These two young ladies step in every once in a while to help me out.
Wow.
I'm not young. I'm as old as dirt.
We're as young
as
dirt.
If you're as old as dirt, then Phil is already in the grave. We're younger than he is.
Are you still writing?
I don't feel 54.
Are you really
54? You don't
54?
Even look like it.
I'll be 54 in November.
Oh, wow, happy birthday.
Get out of here. You can't have the same month as mine. Get out of here.
That's what my granddaughters do is November.
I know. And my grandson is due December.
And on the 18th, because that's my birthday.
Why?
Mine's
why,
the 20th. Right?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, you look so much younger because, I mean, I'm going on 50 in January. And I told myself I have to get a bike before I'm 50, one way or the other.
We might be able to help you out with that. We can send you down to Kennedy's Custom Cycles, and I'll get you the friendly family discount.
Oh, that would be awesome, huh? Well, hopefully
Thunder,
they
happens going Kennedy's Custom Cycles in Oceanside.
Right, I definitely also do murals. So I'm just to let everybody know that I do murals, and. I've been wanting for somebody just to donate me a wall that I can just go crazy on. But
well, you know that picture of that picture on my page, the show page, is the mural is actually on the wall in Bill's shop, and
they have
another wall on the one side that's completely blank.
I would love that if he'll let me go crazy on that wall.
Well, I'm sure once I show him this picture you sent me, he'll.
Gus, are you willing to travel to do murals on walls or?
Right now at the moment I am divorced for 10 years. I think 10 years already. So, and I live with my mom, taking care of her, and sure, of course. Right now, I'm.
So you just stay local then.
No.
Unless you're gonna buy him a ticket, Stacey. I'm sure we can. You know, I'll drive him to the airport.
If everything's, included, of course. I mean, and my prices are very, right now, very affordable, because I'm just starting out. But I don't think this affordability will last a long time, because I am getting so busy.
Right.
But of course, I would travel. I would love to travel.
Well, I hope you didn't mind. I sent you a friend request on Facebook because I want to see what your work is, if
okay.
That's fine. Now you do murals and you do portraits and you do what else?
Basically anything and everything that people would want. I mean, right now I have a gentleman that wants me to do his yacht. I mean, paint a picture of his yacht or his boat. I'm not sure if it's
okay.
A yacht or a boat. And another person just invited me to do a showing at her. She cuts hair for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna get prepared to do animals as well.
Right.
And
if I wanted you to do a portrait photo, I could mail you one and you could do it, and we could do it that way, or how would that work?
Oh, we can, like I said, you can go. We can do that through the email. You can shoot me out your picture.
Okay.
And agree to it that's what you like and all that. And of course, if you like, I can send you the process that I'm going through. Make sure you like it and you make sure you love it. Actually, because I do not accept no payment unless you love it.
Right.
If you don't love it, you don't pay me. Period.
Right.
And. That's the way I work.
Okay.
And we can do all that through the internet or the Facebook if you're there.
Okay.
I am. Yeah, and we can exchange, or you can throw me pictures and I'll send you the process as I go.
Okay.
And of course, the size of it depends on the size, the price depends on size, and of course, I mean, you just pay for the shipping and I can send it out to you.
Okay. Perfect.
It'll be perfect, but thank you so much for
you're welcome.
For liking
thank
my
you.
Work. I'm sorry, where are you from?
I'm in, I'm on the south side of Chicago.
Wow.
My name is Nora, yeah.
How's the weather over there?
90-something today. But we had 40 days of over 100.
Everybody's burning up.
I know.
Everybody, even in California.
Well, we're not burning up here on the furthest southeastern tip of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, because I sit right on the state line.
Massachusetts, wow.
Yeah.
Is it getting cooler, or?
Yeah, I'm sitting out on my back deck right now, and it's about, I'd say maybe like 74, 75, if that.
Oh, that's perfect. Cool. That's perfect.
Yeah,
it's still 84 here.
Oh. Wow. You guys ever come to California at all?
No, never been there.
Phil's been saying I need to get out there, maybe someday.
I'm from El Paso, Texas, but I could never go back and live there anymore, because I visited one time in my 10 years that I've been here in L.A. I went there one time 5 years ago, and I got off the plane, and the minute I got off, I wanted to get back on and come back to California, because just the weather, the place, El Paso, I mean, I know it like the back of my hand. It's not for me anymore, and I'll definitely not go back. Even my dad told me the other day, I mean, just maybe a week ago, I called him, and he goes, when are you coming back? And I said, well, when you get a ticket. I mean, when you guys come and visit me here in L.A., that's when I'll go back. But, you know, I mean, this is still my parents. I gotta see them.
Right.
But I love it out here. It's so much to do and so much, so many things to see. And so many interesting people that I'm meeting now because of my art. Because I've been hiding away, I've been hiding away for a lot of years, just trying to get a style going.
Right.
And
tell you what, you've mastered your style.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Philip. And I'm glad I'm meeting the right people, you know. That's very important, because basically I was just meeting a lot of people that just shady, and it just, I mean, I've been dealing with a couple of guys that took three of my paintings, and I can't get them back, you know. And
uh-huh.
I trusted them, you know.
Right.
And it's just, it's amazing how people are, some people.
I know. We see a lot. But
I'm
it's
sorry?
Unfortunate. I said, I understand. We all see a lot. It's an unfortunate thing, though, because, you know, it's sad when they take your kindness and they look at it as your weakness, and it's not, you know.
Correct. And the lady that I met here, I call her my mom because she's my California mother. And I feel bad because she treats me even better than my own mother sometimes.
Right.
Well, a lot of the times. But, you know, she's backing me up like I mean, not even my own family does what she's done here in California. Because I was homeless for 2 years and she took me in. And, of course, you know, I'm a bricklayer by trade. I work my way to where I'm at right now. I'm a bricklayer, so that's what I do. As a trade, but that's what I did anyways, but I started my art career maybe 4 years ago. And what she's done for me is unbelievable. It's like, I mean, I could never repay her with any kind of money. It's just the love that I've gotten from her is something that I didn't get from my real family, and it's just a long story, and I better not say anything because then I'll start crying.
No, that's okay. The only thing I can say on that is you're just blessed.
Yeah.
I mean, this picture is awesome. I just posted it to the blog. If anybody wants to go check it out. I can't go too many places because I'm on the air right now, but I can get to the blog, and I just posted it.
Oh,
it's
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you,
awesome.
Phil. Wow. Thank you so much. And the ladies that I'm speaking with, I mean, thank you for talking to me and nice to meet you guys.
Oh, nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
Hold on, Gus. I got a couple more callers. Let's see if anybody got any questions for you. Ladies, I'm going to mute you for right now, and then I'll be...
Okay.
Hello, Eunice.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm dying to see his work.
It's on my blog. I'll send you the link.
Oh, great. That'd be great.
It's an awesome
picture. I'm from Massachusetts, too.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
And what's your name?
Eunice.
Eunice. Nice to meet you, Eunice.
Same here.
Well, my name is
I'm
Gustavo.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much, and thank you for calling.
Well, I call in all the time.
Oh, you do?
I'm another part of Phil's group of women, huh, girls?
Are you writing?
Am I what?
Do you still ride?
No, she doesn't ride. She's waiting to go for a ride, but she doesn't ride.
Oh.
No, I don't ride. I'm 71, but I write.
Oh, when Philip hooks me up with that bike that I have to get, I have to go over there and... take you for a ride.
Oh, I love that. My son rides. My daughter rides.
Your daughter rides? Correct. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My son and my daughter. They both ride.
If you want to tell everybody, maybe you give them a little background on the process, Gus, on how you do this.
This process, actually, I did stumble into it somehow, because it's. I really don't want to give it away how I do it, the background. I mean, did that fascinate you, the background?
Oh, no. I mean, just the way you did it, it's awesome. If you don't want to tell anybody your secrets, that's fine.
Well, I mean, the process is basically how everybody, they prepare a canvas with gesso with a white background, and then what I do is... I don't even know if I want to say.
No, you don't want to say.
Thank you so much. Don't give it away then.
Otherwise, it'll take the mystique away from this because this is an awesome picture.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The process, it still takes time, though. Because, as you know, Philip, we talked yesterday.
Right.
And I was planning to do it for next week.
Huh?
Because I am preparing for Bret Hart right now. And for this Saturday, And I told myself, could I do it? Can I do it? Is my technique good enough to finish it?
Yes.
You know, from when we talked to today, and this is what came out. So,
I'm going to ask you now, can I post the other four pictures that you sent me with that one?
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted you to see them, and it's no problems for me because those four pictures are for the gentleman that's giving me a booth there.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a one-time sale, so there's no problems with any copyrights or anything like that. So, yes, you can go ahead and post those pictures so people can see them.
Right now.
I'm sorry?
Right now for you.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll post them right now.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Hopefully people can enjoy them. And I'm not sure if anybody out there is a Bret Hart fan.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me find out because somebody made a comment here about that. Stacy, you're a Bret Hart fan, aren't you?
Are we talking like Bret Hart from like wrestling?
Wrestling,
yes.
Oh, the Hart Foundation and all that. Yeah, I know who he is.
Okay.
But like when I was watching wrestling, there was like a lot of the old school people. You know, I don't know about all this modern day wrestling. But
yeah.
I definitely know who Bret Hart is.
I guess.
Hello?
If you want to elaborate a little bit on how you got involved with Bret Hart, go ahead, Gus.
Okay. I found out that this place does collectible shows.
Huh?
And it's a big warehouse here in the industry. I'm not sure. The city of industry here in California.
Right.
And it's close to where I live, and I found out about it because it's a lot of sports memorabilia and wrestling memorabilia and art and a lot of toys for kids, a lot of card trading, stuff like that. And it's a big, giant warehouse, and I found out about it, and I started going there trying to find out what I could do and what I could offer. And I kind of stumbled into this one guy the Bret Hart or the Frankenstein flyer that I'm looking at right now. I have to shoot it out to you, Philip. Anyways, I saw that flyer and I go, I'm going to just do one.
Uh-huh.
And then talk to the gentleman and see and the guy and find out who's doing the promotion and all that. And I'm just going to do one and then go to the show. And that's what I did. I did a painting of Bret Hart. And actually, the show was going on. And me and my mom were here. I did the painting. And I told myself, I'm going to walk in like I own the whole warehouse. I don't care. And I was very...
That's how I take over a room myself.
I'm sorry?
That's how I take over a room, too.
But that, I mean, I read somewhere about that, and I go, okay, I'm going to walk in like I own the place. And there was, believe it or not, there were like maybe 500-600 people in line waiting to have his autograph. And they were charging $45 per autograph.
Right.
And I went up to the table, and I go, is there a way I can... just have him sign my painting. I just wanted my painting signed. I didn't want to wait in line, and I didn't have the money to get it signed. And the guy told me, well, you have to wait in line and this and that. And I'm behind 400 people, and I'm going. And I decided right there and then, I go, you know what? I told the guy, well, can you pay $45 for his signature? And I go, I can't even afford a taco, dude. I told him that, and that's what I told him. And he goes, well, you know what? Let me just give it to him. You know, and I would love that. I would love for him to have my original artwork. And they told me, wait a second, and then it was like the sea parted. Like they just let me right in, and I met him, and he looked at it, and he didn't really pay attention, but he looked at it from afar, and then he looked at it again, And I'll shoot you out that picture as well, Philip. And he just flipped over it, and he loved it. And he jumped out of his chair and he said, "Wow, my God, you're the artist and this and that." And I was kind of dumbfounded because I was in front of 400 people ahead of him.
Uh-huh.
And a funny story is, a kid that was right, he was next in line to get his autographed drawing a pencil drawing that he did of him. It was just a simple pencil drawing. And he completely ignored the kid, and I felt bad for him afterwards. He completely ignored the kid, and he paid all the attention to me, and everybody was, you know, 400 eyes, or what is it, 800 eyes were looking at me like, who is this guy, you know, getting in front of everybody. And I felt bad, but you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what happened. And then the guy, the promoter that was doing the show, he invited me to this next one that's coming up.
Okay.
To do a showing and to show my artwork. And, you know, he asked me for some paintings for himself, you know, which I gladly did because he's letting me sell my artwork there. So, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going to try and get one of my original signed by him so I can keep it for my collection.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
You got to put Phillip's picture in there. The one you did of Phillip.
I'm sorry?
She said you need to put my picture in there.
Oh, I'm taking it. Yeah, I'm taking it. And hopefully
taking
Phillip
it, but I don't think he's going to sell it to you just because he's going to give it to me.
No, I'm not going to sell it. I am going to give it to Phillip. And that's what I did it. That's why I did it for. Yes.
Yeah, Phillip, make sure you put that link on for me.
It's already on my daily blog. You have that link, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I
right now.
Do you guys talk about motorcycle laws and all this stuff that I was hearing this earlier?
Yes.
Okay. I had no idea.
It's like this, Gus. If you have a burning desire and somebody pissed you off, I'll call them for you and chew their ass.
Oh, really?
Oh, he will. Listen, I'm really, really interested.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
hey,
fantastic, Phillip. Because I got a couple of guys that do this collectible show, the Mike Trout signing.
Huh?
Those are the people. Those are two kids that invited me to the Mike Trout, and they seem legitimate, Philip. They seem legit. They were in front, I was throwing their flyers out and all that. And before I knew it, I mean, these two kids, I mean, they wouldn't answer my call. I did three paintings for them. They wanted to do of New York Mets. And before I knew it, I mean, I can't get a hold of them. They're gone. I don't know what's going on. And so I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. But
you should contact the New York Mets and tell them who you are and what you do and what the paintings look like. Because who knows if them kids will show up at a autograph signing with your paintings and try to get them autographed. You know,
right.
a simple email will attract some attention for you, for people to look out for them.
Right.
Right.
And that goes back to where I started saying about people doing that kind of stuff, because he came to my house, literally came to my house and was so nice, spent an hour or so looking at all my artwork and telling me we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And it was unbelievable how people are actually go like, I mean, literally come to your house and do that, and then they still do what they do. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting even...
Those are the people like to get ball batted.
Correct. But
let me answer one question here. Fran, if you're having trouble getting to the blog, here's what you need to do. Type in Bikers of America in Google. It'll be the first one that comes up. You click on that, it'll take you in, unless you're having a problem signing in.
Are you talking to me, Philip?
Yes. I think
he's in San Diego.
No, I think he's talking to Fran.
Yeah, I had a hard time getting in there, too, but I was able to see his work, his work on his page. Amazing.
Oh, you did see it?
Yep. I was able to see your photos that you drew. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And
your
You're
name
welcome.
Was?
Nora.
Nora.
Picture of me is on the bottom. The other four are on top. It starts out with he's holding a belt. Then he's got a guy behind him on his shoulders, and he's holding the belt, screaming.
Well, that one with his shoulders, Phil. I'm sorry to interrupt you. That one with the shoulders. That's Bret Hart in front, and his dad is the background picture. That's his father.
Okay,
when
cool.
When he was a young man wrestler.
Cool.
Yeah. And then that's a big surprise for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully see how the reaction I get. I'm not sure. But I'm still working on some new ones that I'm hoping to make him cry because I have I did a one of his brother that died, Owen Hart.
Huh?
The guy that died, his brother.
Right, right.
He fell from I don't know how many feet high and he died. And I did one of him, and when they were little kids, like when he was like maybe 16, and his brother was maybe 10. So I'm planning to make him cry some one way or the other. Because his parents.
Fran, I'm going to send you those right now so you can look at them. I'll send you a copy. I'll CC a copy of this email. But they're awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was like, when you said you're going to send it to me an email, I was like, okay, maybe it ain't going to come out in the email, but this thing came out. It looks just like it's only on an 8.5 by 11, but it looks perfect.
Yeah, I try to get a good close-up picture of it with my digital camera, which is a good one, but it's not the best, but it does the job.
Oh, and you did. This is awesome. This is
Thank
amazing.
You so much. I can't wait to do a, you know, other bikers as well. I mean, just thinking off my head.
I'm sure I can help you with that.
Thank you. And I always wanted to show that stuff with true bikers, of course. And
on the 9th, you said you're going to on the 9th. You're going to be able to show some stuff there too.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to show yours and that one I have done, but I'm going to start doing a. If you have any ideas who I can do, or shoot me pictures what you would like to see. I mean, I would love to do that because I could pick out whoever randomly, but I'd rather.
Well, you know what I'll do then. I'll see if I can send you I'll look through them and I'll find the best one. But I'll send you one.
Like if you have friends and stuff like that, don't tell them anything. Maybe you want to surprise them. And it doesn't matter if they don't buy it, or if they do, that's great. If they don't buy it, that's fine. But as long as I'll still have samples for my show, you know what I mean?
Hey Phil,
hold on, Eunice. I'm gonna look through the pictures and I'll send you the picture. I'm not gonna tell you who it is. I'll tell you who it is in the email, but I'm not going to say who it is now. But I know this guy will just fall over in his chair when he sees this picture. Trust me. I know him that well.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Philip. And
Ned, don't be a stranger.
It's amazing. And thank you for the people that I've talked to. And thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Yeah, we had a few crawlers. I guess I didn't get to them fast enough, and I apologize for that. But when you're in the middle of something that's really going good, it's hard to break away because this stuff this guy does, is, Nora can attest, is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never seen anything like it before, and I'm trying to figure out what do I want him to paint.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We could have him paint you in Rusty's pants. That would be a
Oh yeah, that would be like really funny. And you have to picture this, Gus, because I'm only 5'2". And this pair of pants I was asked to put on and take a photo with. Imagine somebody that's almost 7 foot tall. I'm 5'2", okay?
Uh-huh.
No.
That was a funny picture.
Well, 5'2" and beautiful, correct?
Well, that I don't know. I'm just short.
Well, I'm 5'4".
You know,
so I already have somebody asking if the price is right. I'll have one done. You said
oh, definitely.
You said the one you did for me was a 16x20. So
it was. It might be a little bigger, Philip.
Okay.
It might be 18x20, 22, something like that. I'm not sure.
What would that cost?
Well, this one I'm thinking $250.
Okay.
So it's a good price. It's if they want something, the smaller I think, I mean the bigger it is, I think the easier it is for me to paint. But if it's smaller, I mean it would basically be just the same price because it's more detailed doing them smaller. But for a good size, because once you put a 3-inch frame on it or something like that, it goes up to that much bigger. And you wouldn't believe how it looks on your wall. It's just a frame makes the whole picture.
Uh-huh.
It really does. But and then of course it all depends on how much work. If it's like multiple people or multiple things like bikes or stuff, I'm not sure. But it just depends on how much work I have to put into it.
Just from looking at the one I got. The detail, I when I saw it, I could actually tell you looked at the picture that you saw, and you got a good comparison here. Everything is right on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I love it. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and once you see, I mean, when you see it, because I put a lot of paint onto it, and it kind of make it three dimensional.
Yeah, no, that's what caught my eye right off the bat.
That's why it pops because I've been looking at a lot of artists that do work, and I kind of grabbed from this guy, and I'm talking about old masters like Van Gogh, Rembrandt, Picasso. But you know, I told myself I'm not gonna copy anybody till I have my own. You know, and I'm known for that. Because that's what galleries look for. Eventually, I want to get into a gallery, but it's taken me a while. And some people that have seen a lot of artwork that I've talked to said that they never seen anything like it, and that makes me feel good because I think I'm just beginning. I don't think I've tapped into my potential yet. You know what I mean? You know.
It looks like you haven't dove in yet, but this came
right.
Out awesome.
Yes, thank you. And oh man, if only I had the freedom in my mind and the time, say like a month of freedom that I don't have to worry about bills, I don't have to worry about this, I don't have to worry about that. I can just see what I can do, you know?
Right. Well, you know. I'm going to see if we can line you up some customers. That's going to be
well, these customers are going to get the best work, you know.
Huh?
As far as I'm concerned, when I start getting my customers, and I do have a couple right now, and I'm putting my heart into those customers as well, because they're just the beginning.
We're gonna see if we can get you some more.
Thank you so much.
Because I'll tell you right now, I can go to the stats just for today, and as of 6:58 today. Yeah, I had 81,433 people look at the blog.
Oh wow! I'm not sure. Like I told you before, I'm kind of new to the computer.
I'm also gonna tell you. You told me you were very nervous about doing this, and you're doing great.
Oh, thank. Well, you know what? It feels like I'm just talking to you. That's why. But I'm talking to these other people, and I wasn't realizing it till now.
Well, actually, you were having a three-way with the women, but
right.
But it's okay. We made you feel at home.
And please, you guys, send me if you are on Facebook. Please add me as your friend because I already got blocked for sending too many. Because I'm sending friend requests at everybody, and I get blocked all the time.
That's because okay. I already sent you one. All you have to do is accept
this. They blocked me for some reason. I can't make friends on Facebook.
Oh, no. No, they have no rules. If you send out too many requests, you're on a timeout for anywhere from 7 to 14 days. And if you don't know the people, And if they don't accept you, that puts you on a timeout.
Yeah, I guess some people get bothered.
Yeah, but that's okay.
What you need to do is make one of those like pages, you know, that people just
like a community page, yeah.
Right.
Right, because you can have more friends that way, and your page will travel faster than by friend requests.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you need help doing that, any of us can help you. Get us on your page, we'll walk you through it.
Well, I think the reason I was doing that friend request so much is because I'm going to be 50 in a few months. And what I didn't do in the last 30 years, what I should have done when I was 20, I should have started this painting 20 years ago. But I didn't, but I was just bricklaying, building houses, custom houses, all that, with my dad, and he was breaking my back, my father. But what I didn't do in 30 years, I plan to do in 3 years with my heart, you know, somehow.
No, and I'll tell you what, you got a good jump on it.
Thank you so much, because it just started 3 weeks ago, actually.
No, you got a good jump.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm glad I met you, Philip, for sure. And this painting is yours for sure. I can't wait.
I have your contact information that you gave me. I'm kind of leery about putting your home phone number on there on the blog.
Yeah, that's something I would just say, like, contact through Facebook, you know, and then, like, because that would be safer. There's some really nutballs out there, and you don't want to deal with that, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, like, say once I'm on your page, if I want you to do a painting for me, then we can exchange numbers that way, and it's safer. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But you still have to be careful. There's a lot of whack jobs out there.
Yeah, and I don't want you to run into two more clowns that try and screw you over.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
What I'm going to do is I'll put your email address, and if your computer's set up right, you'll get some spam, but it'll go right to your spam.
Oh, okay.
Or if you get somebody who wants to sell you some Cialis or Viagra and shit like that,
I'll
report it, and it automatically will kick.
Remember, I sold condoms.
Some what? What did you say?
Oh, somebody had, I opened up something I shouldn't have in my email.
Uh-huh.
And I put this garbage email out to everybody that was in my contacts. And Phil had called me, and he's like, you got to do something. I said, I don't know what I'm doing. How do I fix this? Because he was getting emails that I was getting paid $6,000 a month selling condoms.
Oh. Oh, my God. Wow.
I wish I had the money. No.
Wow. Well, I wasn't, you know, today is just an unexpected surprise and a very pleasant surprise. I mean, especially meeting Philip. I was trying to figure out the day I met him at the Manny Mota charity. And I'm not sure, Philip, did we talk a little bit?
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure because I talked to so many people because he's given, I was handing out cards like crazy. I don't know. If you got one of my cards, I'd talk to you.
You know what? I can't even remember how I'm hooking up with you. But
okay.
But you know, it's a good. It's somehow I know for a fact that things happen for a reason, and they're happening for a reason because sometimes the people that did screw me over or whatnot, they somehow upset me for some reason. And it was for a good reason because it wasn't meant to be, you know what I mean? And a lot of those times has happened to me that it was for a good reason. Thank God it didn't happen because those people ended up, you know, either nothing or even professional people. Even lately, from bodybuilders, I started with the bodybuilding. And talk about egoistic people.
Oh, I hear you.
Self-centered,
you know,
and I love bodybuilding. I love bodybuilding. I love to build my body, and I'm have a little bit of muscle. But to have these people, their attitudes. Oh my God! I'm sorry. You're gonna say something?
Yeah, I'm gonna play something. I want you to listen to it. And everybody else, you'll know it when you hear it. But this is by a friend of mine. I'll talk about him later in a second. But this is a very good saying this guy does. And his name is Evan Seinfeld. He's the front man for my friend Rusty's band Attica 7. And I'll tell you, I'll tell you a little info about that after this little tidbit,
okay.
Right?
Wow.
Do one you knew turn their back on you for something that wasn't true, and point their fingers at you for something you didn't even do, something that didn't even have anything to do with you, when deep inside you always knew the hard, cold truth that the ones who claim to be your friends were never, ever really down with you till the end. But now you know just what is true, the bullshit and lies you can see right through, because the truth in their eyes speaks to the deepest part of you. Because deep inside you always knew that this facade ain't nothing new, that all the jealousy, hatred, and lies, that the truth about themselves is what they really despise. They dream your fall will help them to rise, but it's only the truth they really despise. Only shame on you for acting surprised, because in the end, the truth will ultimately be their demise. Because their eyes are blinded by the darkness of their own lies. Ignorance and fear hides behind the guise of acting wise. But the truth can set you free. Because there is no justice and there is no peace. Accused by your peers, sentenced by your fears, condemnation beyond comprehension. Because there is no justice and there is no redemption.
It's pretty deep, but it has a good meaning to it.
Wow, yeah. It's, wow, I've never heard that before.
No, it just came, it's these guys, it's my friend Rusty Coons, and he has a band, it's called Attica 7. And the guy who said that those words, his name is Evan Seinfeld. He used to be with Biohazard.
Oh, it's just the words that's saying about friendship and all that.
Yeah.
Because I did start with these bodybuilders and because as I was growing up, I was idolizing all these guys, and the ones that are my age now, they're like deteriorating from the steroid use, I guess they used, you know. And I actually started doing paintings of some idols that I idolize or whatever, and they kind of turned me down and shunned me and didn't want to deal with me. And I was giving this artwork. I was just giving it away. I wasn't trying to sell it or anything like that. I just wanted to get their attention.
Right.
And I was so hurt and disappointed. And this, I'm talking about Muscle Beach, talking about superstars in the early, late 80s, 90s.
Right, right.
And this one gentleman, his name is Rich Gasparri. He owns Gasparri Nutrition. I'm not sure if you heard of them. And it's just guys like that. And I'm still thinking about it. Going, I couldn't believe that he started even with professional people, not only just regular people, trying to screw you out of a few bucks. You know, even professionals. I mean, they don't want to even deal with you because you're nobody. You don't have money. You don't have position, and stuff like that. You know, and that. No, that to me is, I mean, everybody comes up from somewhere. Everybody has to climb that ladder one step at a time, as far as I'm concerned. And they started that way. I mean, why treat somebody else that's coming up that way? You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I said what you give is what you get.
Correct.
That's
right. Go ahead. Did you have something to say, Stacy?
I said that's the truth.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm not really. And it kind of changed me for a little bit. It made me bitter, of course, a little bit. And I started thinking another way, and I told myself, there's no way I'm going to let people change me. Because of the way I am. Even my friend here, my mom here, she gets upset with me because I still keep giving. You know, and I keep giving, I go, I know it. I know you're helping me out with these, all these paint canvas and all that. And of course I make a few bucks here and there, but not a lot to buy my own stuff. And but the thing is, I built this house for her.
Uh-huh.
You know, in a way it's an exchange, you know, because I did that. We had a bad, very shitty house, you know, and I kind of built it to a home.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
why
she, you know. You know, we're going to see, like I said, we're, you know, when Bill and I get behind something, and you can check it out, and when we find somebody that needs our help, or we want to help, they get all the help we can give.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Right now, boss, like I said, I'm donating so many, or I'm still giving the paintings away, and hopefully I get some orders, more orders as I get, as I go. But thank you. I wasn't expecting this at all, Philip. I mean, I was
oh, no worries. No worries. This is, it's like I said, I'm going to repeat myself, but I'm still, this thing is off to the right here, and I'm just sitting here, and I've been looking at it as you're talking, and I'm looking at the detail and everything, and it's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you to the ladies that are on the phone. Thank you for listening, for sure.
You're very welcome. We're glad to have you, at least. Now we know about you, about your work.
And sometimes
trying to go.
Well, sometimes I just ramble on and I have nobody. I mean, actually, you guys are my therapist right now. I'm like, man, I better stop it.
That's okay. You happen to call in on a night where Dr. Love is not here.
Yeah, when Dr. Love is there, oh, yeah, we just have to, as he says, here's that. Okay, so you say it, even though it's not in his voice, because I don't want to miss a word of what he says to us.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it. It doesn't sound good right. Coming from me.
No, still can't say it right. It just doesn't sound normal.
Exactly.
I
don't have that Boston drawl.
Wow. And any of you speak Spanish at all?
¿Cómo se llama mi madre?
Un poquito. Just the bad words, right?
No, I can. I took it in high school, and there's times I have to use it. You know, I do know more. It's just I'm not as fluent in it as I used to be, but yes, I can still speak.
Well, you understand.
I can read it. Yes.
Okay.
I'm
surprised I haven't shut out my Spanish here. Sometimes I do that, it's a good feeling to talk to some people that actually listen, you know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it saves me a lot on therapy.
That's okay. We won't charge you.
but I can't believe people pay for this. You know. But.
All right. Yeah. Well,
we got another caller. Let me answer.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait.
Seven.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's Alicia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks.
We're on the phone with Gustavo Vasquez. He's an artist, and
mm-hmm.
He's doing some awesome work here. And if you want to check them out, they're on my blog. I just put them up. They'll be on, as soon as you pull up the blog, be on the first page. But it's awesome what he did.
Yeah, I was listening to him earlier. I had to take a phone call that came in. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you do murals, right?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Okay.
I do. What was your first name?
Alicia.
Well, hold on a second, everybody. Gustavo, I'm going to kind of throw you a curveball here because I'm going to let Alicia tell you what she does, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay, well, the official name is Alicia Pleasure, and I am an adult porn star, so.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I am, yes.
No way.
And I do know who, and I do know who Bret Hart is, too, because I used to watch wrestling, you know, way back when Bret Hart was big. Yeah, the Hart brothers. Yeah, I used to watch them. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, we have a lady. She's a porn star. I have a radio show. It's Triple X Porn Star Radio.
Right.
And her name is Lizzie Borden, and she is involved in wrestling. but it's not the WWF, I forget which wrestling it is, but she's talking about Ric Flair, bringing Ric Flair back out of retirement, and he was around the same time. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I saw him at work. He came out in that Frankensons. I kind of went a little bit too late, but I found out that he does do signings at Frankensons here in that Frankensons collectible show. And, what was tripping me out is you tell me you're a porn star now, and I go, because I've always wanted to do some kind of artwork for stars like yourself, and trust me, I just want to go everywhere and anywhere because I want to do baseball, football, soccer, basketball, you know, anything and everything that brings in money.
Right.
You know? And I would love to do something for you. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, you're in. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What I was going to say was I'll send you his email address.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely, because we're in Pennsylvania, so we're not that far.
Where?
What's that?
I'm sorry. Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, my sister lives over there.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, you are on the East Coast, right?
Oh, he's on the West?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, okay. I thought you were on the East Coast.
No.
Alicia. Oh, okay.
My sister has a hair salon in Manhattan, but that my little sister is. I think she's gotten too big for her head that she never answers my calls.
That's not good.
But because I told her she's in Manhattan, she's in the heart of Artland over there, and I told her, which painting do you like? That was on my Facebook, and I go, which ones do you like? I would love to give you one, and she picked out the biggest one, and it's if you ever go to my Facebook, she picked out the biggest one of a seascape, and I sent it to her and everything, and I'm not sure if it's in the closet or in her wall. I'm not sure, and I thought for sure she was gonna open it up in her salon in the middle of, you know, New York and all that, and show people. And that was I don't know, 6 years ago. And I haven't heard from her since.
Oh, my God, that's not good at all.
But, you know, that's okay. I found Philip.
There you go, he is a good therapist, too.
Alicia.
Yes.
This is Stacy in Massachusetts.
Stacy.
How are you?
Good. You said the words Lizzie Borden. Here's a little tidbit for you. She died in the city I go to every single day. It's where she was born, bred, and raised, in Fall River, Massachusetts.
Really? There was a real one, yeah.
The one that had the axe and gave her father 40 whacks and all that stuff, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Right. I don't know where she came up with that name, because when I first did, I was like, did you just say Lizzie Borden? And yeah, she spells it differently. Instead of the I-E, she spells it with a Y. But she's full of energy, I have to say.
Lizzie Borden?
Yeah.
Borden, yes.
I think I've got pictures of her tombstone and her actual house at the bed and breakfast on my Facebook page.
No way. Is it spooky? Is it haunted?
They've got painted arrows on the driveway as you drive through one of the oldest historical cemeteries in Fall River, Mass. And that's where her and the whole family is buried. But they tell you, because so many people just are, like, fascinated with it, they no longer, you know, you don't stop in the office and bother the secretary. There's a sign hung up, if you want to see Lizzie Borden's grave, follow the arrows on the ground. And it takes you right to it. So,
oh, my God, that's wild.
Yeah. Huh. You know.
Who is this lady?
Well, Lizzie Borden, it's like one of the biggest unsolved murder mysteries of its time. This murder took place over 100 years ago, and, you know, she...
It's still being talked about.
Yeah, she basically was never really, I believe, charged formally with the murder of her parents. There was a lot of what-ifs, and back then they didn't have all the damn technology they do now. So She basically went and lived in New Hampshire for a little while and then came back to Fall River to in her older days, you know, and passed away. But, yeah, a lot of stuff. They have a big thing over at BCC College in Fall River that celebrates, like, her birthday, something like that, every year. But it's a big to-do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
I
don't know how they couldn't find her guilty of that, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to be her next-door neighbor. That's all I have to say.
Well,
neighborhood.
Well, Alicia, can I ask you a question, Alicia?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question? Are you do you ride as well?
No, I do not. Unfortunately, I used to. Well, my dad used to have a motorcycle when I was young, and I used to ride when I was like 6 or 7. But I haven't been on a motorcycle in like actually riding one. I do video or photo shoots on motorcycles. That's about all I do right now. But yeah, I don't ride, unfortunately.
Because she was saying this story about the murder and all that. Because I was go to my friend over here, my mom here, and she's always looking at these murder things, and the people that come up with that also ride bikes, you know, and they come up and they talk about all these murders that they never solve.
Right.
And it's so interesting to me that.
To give you guys a little tidbit, on the back of my helmet it says, free all axe murderers.
You would have got along really good with her. You wouldn't have minded her as your next door neighbor.
Yeah, I bet you those people right there are probably the best people you can know.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
On my other helmet on the front of that one it says, warning, insensitive prick.
Well, there you go. See, you say the truth, and you just your heart comes out, and you're true about it. That's for the people you listen to, not some guy just trying to blow shit up your ass. I mean, you know, just bullshit.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you. These guys have been bugging me for almost a year about smiling in a picture. They see pictures of me, and I'm never smiling.
Oh,
and,
are you guys? Are you too? You guys as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been bugging the shit out of me for almost a year. So
all the ladies here just read.
Well, what do you think, Philip? If I put a little bit more of a smile on this painting?
Up to you.
There you go.
That's
you.
That's
that
not you
great.
Then. Then it won't be you.
That's it.
You know,
I
got to
leave well enough alone, because now, anytime I take pictures. Besides my friend Rusty telling me put the little guy in the middle, I got people sneaking up on me asking, trying to catch me smile or something when I'm telling a joke or I'm talking and I start laughing.
Well, I saw you and Danny Trejo, right?
Right.
I saw you and Danny Trejo, same smile.
How was this past weekend, Phil?
The boot ride was great. This boot ride was great. We had a little niche in the getting in thing, but everything worked out, and everybody got to talk to everybody, and everybody got a lot of pictures, and I ended up talking to Rusty, and Evan came a little late. That's his MO. He's always running a little late, but I talked to him first, and I asked him, I say, can we take a picture? And he goes, yeah, well, let me get to Rusty first because he's texting the shit out of me. So I said, yeah, he's bigger than me. You better go talk to him first.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so then when they came out, they were doing the red carpet, and Evan was standing next to me with his wife, and then I got a picture with him, and then I got another picture with him and Rusty when they were leaving, and Rusty did it to me again with the little guy in the middle.
Oh, no. That's too funny.
But I've been busy the last few days, and I haven't had a chance to post all those pictures, but I will post them.
Oh, okay. When are you going to the VA?
Bill and I are scheduled to go Monday, as a matter of fact. It's Labor Day.
Oh, okay. All right, because we put those pictures in the mail, and we FedEx them, and you should get them by Friday, by 7.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, we wanted to get those out. I hope we sent them to the right address. That's all. Oh, Mike said he sent it to the address that you sent him, so that's where it went.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, I don't know if you get a chance to go look at these pictures Gus made, but they're awesome. I just can't.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go on the website as soon as I get off. I was actually on the radio with Lizzie, you know, and this was her first night, so I'm a little talked out right now because it was a 2-hour marathon, but I have to do some things on the computer before I go to bed. But I'm definitely going to check that out, and you know, I'll definitely friend you on Facebook if that's okay.
Yes, that'll be fine. Well, yeah, it's
okay.
It's late out there, right now.
Yeah, it's about 10:30, so
it's
okay. it's been a long day, and you know, I have my radio show tomorrow night, so it's.
Yeah, I would love to see. I would love to see who you are. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, definitely.
Were you thinking about
know.
Something for yourself?
I don't know. You know what? I have to look at some things. We actually have it's a company in Miami or out of Florida that is doing calendars, posters, and now some sticky wall. Thing or whatever you want to call it.
What do you throw up on the wall, huh? Your favorite team and all that? Favorite player?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So that's exactly what it is, yeah. And it's, what is it, like a cloth type?
Yeah, I forget what they call
calendar.
It. But
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so they're ready to launch that site soon. So it's just a matter of that. And I really want to go see, you know, your work because if we can do something with that too.
If you want me to do something, I mean, I'll be glad to do it ahead of time, and then you can. I mean, if there's something we can do for sure, thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah. That's no, because we actually we're doing the it's called an Exotica show, but there's one in New Jersey, and then there's actually one in New Jersey in November, and then one in April of next year.
Oh.
So maybe, you know, if we could come up with something for the radio show and, you know, get you to do something like that, that would be really good. And then, you know, that's how you can get your advertisement, too, because you put your name on it, and we can definitely, you know.
Well, did you see some of the work on Phillips's blog?
No, I haven't had a chance to get to the computer yet, but I'm definitely
I'm going towards, I don't know if you know, Leroy Neiman. That type of artwork, but it's throw in a lot of color and that's what seems to people love. People seem to like that, and it's just colorful and it's not too realistic, not too cartoonish. It's like the earth, just right.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'll definitely look and then like I said, I'll find you on Facebook and then I'll send a request and then we can go from there.
Thank you so much. And
that would be really good. Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you. Alicia, though, what I was tripping out on your name is because my friend here, her name is Felicia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that a lot, too. People that, you know, I'm like, no, it's because that's my real name, Alicia. But some people call me Felicia. It's okay. I answer anything.
And your last name?
My last name? Well, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but
no, it's no problem.
Give him your contact info.
What's that?
You can give him your contact info.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. You know,
if you go on the Facebook, I'm picture my profile pic is I have a painting in front of me with Mike Trout, the Angels outfielder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's me. My name is Gustavo Vasquez.
Okay. All right. I will definitely look for that right now.
And thank you. It was great to talk to you. I wasn't expecting even this call.
There you go. So you never know what happens when you get up in the morning, who you might end up talking to.
Well, Philip, you're killing me. You're killing me with a smile, and hopefully we get to see your smile, you know,
there
pretty
you go.
Soon.
We actually talked about Phil on the radio today. We had, I was telling, I had somebody called into Lizzie's show, and he is a biker from, I want to say Georgia. So we're friends on Facebook. And I told him about the show. I'm like, listen, you know, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. You got to listen to the Bikers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kill the name. The Bikers Rights, Bikers of America, whatever. No, I did tell him the name of the show, and I told him to definitely, you know, listen to you. And then Joe was on, my little sidekick from Wednesdays, and he just praised Phil up and down.
Wow.
You know, what a good job he does with the veterans and stuff like that. So we gave your show a shout-out tonight, and then I always do it on my show, too. So I'm very happy to be on.
Wow, thank you.
That's how it works.
What's that?
I said that's how it works.
It is. That's exactly how it works. So, but I'm going to go, and thank you for having me on, and I'm going to go check out the blogs right now.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's nice talking to you.
All right, same here. All right, everybody take
care.
Have
a great night, Alicia.
Thanks. You too, Nora. All right.
All right.
Bye.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. I'm going to play. This is a little Atticus 7. This one's called Into the Blackness, and I'll be right back. Thanks for that. We're back now. But Gus, are you still there?
Disappear?
No, he's there. He's talking. He's talking to someone.
Yeah.
He's not sure how this works still. But what I'm going to do is.
Oh, hello, Philip. Can I say something?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I still have to do a few details on this painting. Because as I'm looking at it, and you told me that you're looking at it, I go, oh, my God, I forgot this and that. But I'll let you look at it and figure it out. See, if you can figure out what's missing, I'll do another painting for you. But I was just looking at it again. I go, oh, my God, I forgot that.
No. I could see. No, the way it is now, leave it alone. Trust me.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's one thing that's missing that actually would be a side shot and it would be more detail, but there's a ball peen hammer on top of my saddlebag.
Oh. Okay.
No, but don't worry about it. The way it is now, it's perfect.
Well, I'm definitely going to present it to you at that in 2 weeks.
Okay, perfect. That's actually a week from this Saturday.
Correct.
It'll be Sunday the 9th.
Sunday the 9th. Correct.
And I'll send you a copy of the contact info for that.
That would be
and
great.
Let me see if anybody else has any questions. Make this announcement, but go ahead. Eunice, do you have any questions, any more questions for Gustavo?
Yes, I was, you know where I'm coming at, Philip.
Uh-huh.
I would like to send a picture to him, myself, believe it or not. I'm getting old, so maybe you can take all the wrinkles out of my face, right?
Just very few?
Just a few.
Well,
all right, well, Eunice, send me an email. You got my email address, correct?
Right.
An email.
I will love
email
to do
and
that.
I'll for you.
Oh, good. You know why I disappeared? Because I've been trying to go on that stupid thing, and you know me and the computers.
Uh-huh.
So, wow. When you have time, Philip, if you just send me a link to my email, do you have my email?
I'm pretty sure I do, but just before you go to bed, send me an email and I'll send it to you.
All right.
To make sure
I
have the right one.
Pictures. All right.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Well, thank you so much, and it was great to talk to you.
You too.
Same here. Bill, I'm gonna cut it.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Okay.
Talk to you girls later.
Good night, Eunice.
Good night, guys. Talk to you later.
Good night.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Stacey or Nora, you have any more questions for Gus?
No, I think he pretty much covered everything, but real quick. So your smallest to your biggest, not the mural, what do you do in your drawings? And I'm sorry, I'm having a blam on your canvas. What's the smallest to the largest on your canvas?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay, the smallest size to your largest size on canvas, what do you paint?
What
you
do
know,
I paint?
In your sizes, yeah.
Well, what do I charge or what do I paint?
No,
what?
On the size of the
about,
canvas.
He's talking about the size of the canvas. What's the smallest and what's the largest?
Well, it can go, I mean, as far as size goes, I mean, it could be whatever you like. Because they go from a 5x7 little canvas to a 5x7 canvas. So, I mean, it just depends on where you're going to put it on your wall and what you're going to do or what you want done. So it's basically any size, basically.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure the size of the canvases.
And
not artistic.
Yeah, and the style of work that I'm doing is just throw a lot of paint on it. And one way or the other, the image of whatever you have done, I mean, you could just tell on Phillips's image, you can tell it's him, and people that know him, hopefully they know that it is him. And if one way or the other, if you, like I said to the other people, if you don't love it, you don't pay for it.
Right.
You know?
Well, I noticed with the photo or the paintings that you've done, like with the ball players and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's how you do it, it's fabulous. But like I said, once, you know, we get on each other's pages, I can always send you a message and we can exchange numbers and go from there.
Okay. I'm sorry. I did hear a little bit part of it. Did you hear, Philip?
Say that again, Nora.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said once we become friends on Facebook, because I already sent you a request, we can exchange phone numbers, and then we can talk then in regards to, you know, a painting.
Oh, yes, correct, yeah. Yeah, if I'm on Facebook, we can punch in my name. Gustavo.
I already did. I already sent you a request.
Right. And from there, I mean, we could shoot each other pictures, what you want or what you have, when I have done, and in specifics, of course. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. And
I look forward to hearing from you. Yeah, I enjoyed, you know, because as I went to send you a friend request, your photos were open, so I was able to see your artwork. And
by the way, just a little information about Phillips's painting. This painting, I did do it on a canvas, an actual cloth canvas.
Okay.
But what I usually do, and the other ones, the Bret Hart ones, I do them on board. It's a board canvas.
Okay.
It's on actual board on wood, because it seems to suck up the paint a lot better, and it would last a lot longer. The Mona Lisa was done on board.
Right.
So and that thing, I think, is lasted over 3,000 years. So, and I've come from experience. I've had a couple of people just slice my canvas paintings, even family.
Right.
Tore up my paintings because we got upset at each other, and they took a knife and boom, sliced the hell out of it. And of course, it's ruined. And with
right.
the board, at least it's a little bit more protected, I think. That's why I'm doing them on board at this point. But Phillips says it's done on canvas, because I had this extra canvas, and I just decided to do it on this.
Right.
But just to let people know that as well.
Okay.
No, and I can't say it again, but this in my true words here, this fucking thing is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, like I said, I can't see yours yet, but when you do get it, Phil, if you don't mind, post a picture of it up so we can see. Well, it doesn't have to be everybody. You can do a select few or send it to my email or something, because I'd love to see how his work was with you, as well as what I've seen on his photos, you know.
I do have a lot of my work on my Facebook page on my photos.
Right.
I'm going to fix it a little bit more professional now that I'm getting more attention. But I'm actually working in the process of getting a website. I'm actually going to do a painting for this guy that's going to build me a website. So it's a trade. So hopefully I'll get that as soon as I can.
Cool.
But thank you so much for calling in and talking to me.
Nora.
Well, I always call in on Tuesdays. Yes.
Oh, you do?
Nora.
Yes.
Art has a question for you. Now, just think
Art.
About Art, and you'll know what the question is.
Okay. Is it hugs or what?
Oh, and he says, Nora, is Nora going to do a nude painting?
Does he want me to do a nude?
Of course. I can't wait for my first nude, that's for sure.
Well, Art, I can do that, but does that mean I have to post it on my Facebook?
No, you can do that. You can do that personal through email for sure. But I've had just a couple of women ask me that, but they never do it. Actually, one person did do it. This old gentleman had an old picture of his girlfriend, and that was back in the 70s when the Bush was in.
Yeah.
and I did that one for him. That was my first one, actually.
Art also says nudes are classics.
They
exactly.
are. You
exactly.
know, but see, people look at nudes in a whole different manner. I mean, the body is art to begin with. It doesn't matter your size, your shape, anything.
Exactly.
But when it comes to art, it comes through the eyes of the artist.
And you know
so,
exactly. Just thinking about that, I will. I'm gonna do some samples, and that way you can look at them.
Okay.
So that way you'll know exactly what you're getting.
Right.
You know, Gus, don't be afraid, because we have a strange cast of characters sometimes.
Yes.
I'm learning that.
We are, but
I'm learning
we're,
that.
We're close in that.
So you guys call in all the time.
I'm Stacy and I were with Phil, you know, I'm with him twice a week.
We're just out of the furniture, that's all.
Yeah. We're a lamp in his station.
I can tell this thing is addictive because I'm still here.
we're one of the few left that do what we do.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can actually cuss and not get in trouble.
Yeah, there's no 7-second delay. There's no sponsors. There's nobody tells us how to run the show. We just.
Sorry, I was surprised you were saying cuss words and all that. I was like, okay, I can see. Whatever I want,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you can say shit.
Well, if I feel it, I'll say it. If
yeah.
I feel it, I'll say it. But, you know, it's when I meet new people, you try not to be so, you know.
No, so, but what I wanted to do is make a couple announcements. On Thursday, we're going to have Emilio Rivera from the Sons of Anarchy. He plays the president of the Mayans.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Paul Renteria from his latest movie, which is called Due Date. He'll be on. They're going to talk about the Down syndrome ride for Zach. And
okay.
It happened May the 9th, and it's going to be in Fullerton, California. The info is posted on the blog. You can get to that at bikersofamerica.com/blogspot.com. And then the other one I was going to talk about was, as I was talking to Rusty and Evan, Evan said, oh, you're the guy with the radio show? And I said, yes. And he said, I got to come on. And I said, well, when schedules permit, so Thursday I'll be talking to those guys in the morning and maybe they'll pop in on Thursday night if they can with their schedules. If not, we're going to schedule it for a future show. But
Wow. Wow, yeah.
And Rusty also told me I could play whatever songs I wanted to play and play the shit out of them is what he said.
Okay. Phil,
did you,
because my thing crashed, I have to refresh my thing to get back in the chat there. Did you see what Bobby Rose, shame on him, he wants me to send photos so they can choose which one?
Yeah, well, he also said, they'll choose one and Bobby, Art said, good call, Bobby. Hey, he's trying to... And Bobby says, if you need a photographer,
I do.
Yeah, that's
because
good. Well,
my camera is on the back of my phone. It's really ridiculous, and I hate touch screen because it drives me nuts.
All right, Bobby. Good night, Bobby. And he's out of here for now. Till next time. And
yeah.
Ruthie just joined us. Yeah.
Ruthie posted some stuff.
Oh, don't worry about that. And then,
okay, I just had to refresh the page so I could get back in. It crashed.
Well, just to answer your questions about the CDs that were going to be autographed, will be autographed this week. And, Rusty about picking them up, and he just told me when I come to get them, let them know who they're for, and I'll take care of that for you guys.
Are you sure now? You're not getting me all excited for nothing again, are you?
Hey, what happened was they're in negotiations, and a lot of things are going on, and
wait a minute. The worst part was when you had them on the show, because I had called in late and only got, like, half wind of what was going on, I was stuck on stupid because I got muted, and that was it, and I didn't realize it was him on the show till afterwards. I was like, boy, do I feel like an idiot.
I didn't even know at first either. I'm thinking in my head, oh my god, oh my god. And of course, they have to talk about the pants. So then I had to look ridiculous in getting those pants. Oh my god.
Yeah, he enjoyed that. And I talked to Kayo, his wife, and she enjoyed it too. So she's probably going to come back.
Oh, well, I put the picture on his wall so that way he could see and get a giggle out of, you know, somebody's 5'2" and his in those pants. Oh, my God, they're huge.
His pants, too, plus.
Plus?
I said his pants stand 5'2" plus. But
actually, I think I come a little bit, like, when I held up the pants, you know, from, like, the top of my foot to hold them up while they were still folded, I'm, like, shorter than his waist.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I'm like, oh, my God.
He's a big fella.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But
I'm glad they got a kick out of it.
Yeah, so I'm going to coordinate everything with those guys, and they'll be on the show. And like I said, Emilio and Paul will be here Thursday, and we're going to talk about the Down syndrome ride for Zach. And then, Gus, I'll see you on the 9th.
Yes, definitely. And you'll be all over the place, correct?
I'll be there.
Okay. Thank you so much for inviting me, Philip.
You don't have to come on to talk. You can come on and listen too.
Yeah.
I was trying to get that on my internet, but my password I can't get it back. I forgot my password just to listen to you guys on my computer.
Yeah.
But I'll try to get that back and listen to you guys next Thursday, right? Correct?
Yeah.
It's six to eight your time.
If you still have trouble,
just copy and paste the link up in your Internet Explorer.
He's new to the computer. He may not know that.
Yeah.
It'll come right up.
Okay.
He doesn't know how to copy
it?
And paste. But I can copy and paste it for him once I get on his page and send it to him the link, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want.
And thank you. And then it was great to talk to your fans. The people.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate the invite.
You're getting some.
You're welcome.
You should be getting some emails here because people will be looking at that now, and they'll be looking at it for a while now. Because
if you would like me to send more of my work, should I just send it to your email?
Yeah, send it to my email, and I'll post.
Okay.
I will.
With new stuff, I have way much more. I actually have Cheech and Chong, Cheech Marin.
Right. Whatever you want to do, send it to me and I'll post it every couple of days for you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Philip, and thank you to everybody.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you guys have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And the other part of the news, the breaking news that I had was our friend Rusty, he's on some episodes of the Sons of Anarchy this year. They're filming now as we speak. So
sweet. I can't wait. That's coming up. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see this season. Ugh. I saw a little bit of the trailer. I'm like, hell yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I know. So, Stacy, hit your DVR and record. And you don't have to worry about missing an episode, and you go back the following day and go into your recorded and go watch it.
Yeah, I am planning on doing that. Absolutely.
Well, that's why I do, in case if I miss it or something, at least that way I can watch it either later on or like the next day.
Right.
But what I'm going to do is let Everlast take us out with what it's like, and I'll see all you guys Thursday.
Okay.
Right.
Good night. All right. Good night.
All right, good night, everybody.